robes, and all your heter is going to be ruined because it's mixed with an Issa Drabanan. Then you can add more heter to save your tarobus. Again, without getting to the lumps, either like they're making Drabanans for Malkum Hefzid, or that, you know, no one ever says you should sell a bittel in the Chachiba, but the attitude of avoiding bittel Lagamre doesn't apply to Drabanans. Then there are three basic shitas. The Mechaber says, like the Rambam, and Rebbeinu Simcha, and Lachor the Rashba, well, should be shows very different, we won't go into that. It says, Isser shall the Rehim, Sivva, Ein ma'arvinus of yadayim ki levat lo, v'yim osa kem b'mezit osa, avol nafa le'atu, v'im behetu ki levat lo, ma'ar b'lovim levat lo. This is the most makel shita. The most makel shita is that of the Rambam, and the Rashba, and the Mechaber. It says, any Isser Drabanan, you can't just take him thrown in your shulman for no reason, but if it already got mixed in, you can add kidei levatlo. The Rambam's example of this was even a chicken, a little milk fell into your chicken soup, or chicken fell into your milk soup, vichuli. You know, you can add kidei levatlo, which is what we saw, that the Rambam seems to have held there's no chanan, and also called Rabbana, but that's for a different sin. And that's the most makel shita. The middle shita is the Re Baal Tosfos and the Rav Yah, who says that no, there's two different types of Yisroel Drabanan. There's an Issur Drabanan Shigesh Lo Iker Min HaTorah, which is an extension of Issur Doraisa, and that we have to take more seriously. And then there's an Issur Drabanan She'ein Lo Iker Min HaTorah, like Mukta, not everyone agrees about. There's probably very few Yisroel Mishas, which everyone agrees which category they fall into. And if you're reminded, we've shown them here, they disagree about every Issur which category falls into. But that's not our issue now, because we don't pass like Mishita anyway. But the Re, the famous Re Baal Tosfos says, this kula doesn't apply to all Yisroel Drabanan like the Rambam and the Mechaber. It doesn't apply to chicken and milk, because that's like meat and milk. You know, it only applies to Yisroel Drabanan, which have no mukkar in the Torah, like Mukta, which let's assume has no clear mukkar in the Torah as the mainstream Shita. And that's our only makel on Yisroel Drabanan like Mukta. The most machmir Shita is that of the Rush, and the later Rishon Ashkenaz, the quote from Agos Mordechai in the Trumas Hadeshin, the Hagor Sheridur in the Yisra Heter, and the Ramah here, the Ramah says, V'yish Omrim, de'ein levat l'osu d'arbonu, o l'hos l'ov k'mo v'yisra 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 No, how do you the rise of Drabanan Mevatlin? So what does it do with the first form of Drabanan Mevatlin? So what does the Rush say? First form of Drabanan Mevatlin. So the Rambam says all Drabanan Mevatlin is Lachachila once it's mixed. And the Re says all these two Drabanan that are not, don't have a source in the Torah, that are independent to Drabanans. What does the Rush say? Exactly. He says, look at the end of the Gemara. The end of the Gemara, it's a different question. Ah, Mukta is a W, Yishtashesh Lamatir, and how is it Bachel? And they answered a different question. No, here it's more Makel, because the Isser is destroyed. Meaning, how do you actually use Mukta? This is, Shachat Tavi, this Gemara is actually very fascinating and complicated. We're not going to go into it, but the Pashup shot. What do you actually do to this wood on Yantif? Right? You don't actually move the wood, Mukta. What you do is you cook on it, and that's the Isser of Mukta. Okay, by the time you cook on the wood's gone. Right, you know, don't imagine it's like a bonfire, a log bomber or something. You just light some logs and then they roast their marshmallows on it. That's not how cooking works. It's like a barbecue. First, you take the piece, nowadays we don't start with a piece of wood. First, you take the piece of wood, you burn them until the flame goes out and they're charcoal and they're totally destroyed. And then you use the heat. So therefore, the Gemara says you can be makel because by the time this bittel occurs, it's not the end, it's destroyed. So, the Pashup shot in the Gemara is, they only brought that in later because they were discussing the Shishma Tira, that has nothing to do with Siman Sadi Tess. But the Rosh is Machmir, says, no. The end of the Gemara is also going on in Vatlanus L'Achila. When do we say in the Durabani, you're allowed to be Vatlanus L'Achila? Only if Mikla Kali Isura, only if it's going to be destroyed, but before you use this Bittel. I mean, as long as there's really a cheft of an Issur Drabanan there, still can't have bittel l'chachila. Only when there's no cheft of an Issur Drabanan anyway, it's going to be destroyed, then you can have bittel Issur l'chachila. And the Ramah, the Shach, agrees with him. In Sif Kata and Yod Tes, so we Ashkenazim, I don't know what Sfardim, I guess, are making. We Ashkenazim paskin l'chumra that there's no kula by Darabanan except this one weird case. And maybe, I mean, you can think of another weird case if you want, but it's not really going to happen that often. Of Miklakali Surma, the Isser is destroyed before you use it. Then we say, look, there's no Chetzah Shel Isser there really anyway by the time you get to it. And so by the time you use the Miklakali will be fine. And right now it's only Nisr Drabanan, so you don't have to worry about it. And we're only making that one weird case, but all otherwise we're machmir. So Allah Lamaisa, the Rambam says, you can always add on once Nisr Drabanan gets mixed, Bechader. The Ri says it depends if it's Nisr Drabanan, which has an extension of something in the Torah. It's called Ikram in the Torah. Or a newfangled Nisr Drabanan, which doesn't relate to something in the Torah directly. And the Raman Shach and we Paskin, like the Rosh, who says it only applies to that weird case of Miklakali Surah, but generally we have no kulas and drabanans. The one very interesting thing that comes up here, always good for Shir, although we didn't get to it at the right time of the year now, but I should have rescheduled the whole thing to get to this, a month and a half ago. But the Shach asked the question of what about the Mechaber in Simetof Reish Ayin Zayin. That's the Kut Miyot Tes. The Shach says, hold on, in Hilchas Chanukah, what did the Mechaber say? Everyone knows you're not going to get Hanah from the Shemen Chanukah, from the Chanukah candles, or even the oil. So what if the oil is left over one night, and it blew out? Kibsa Ein Zachukla. So you can't get enough, and what do you do? No problem, you use the Chanukah candles the next night. What happens to the leftover oil on the eighth night? Right? So you can't save it for next year. Chanukah, theoretically you could, but whatever, we assume you'll forget and be nana from it by then. So what do you do? So no problem. Also, do it to ask for a you just burn it on when the lights are on so you don't get hung off. Beautiful. What if the Mechaber says it gets mixed up with something else? Then the Mechaber says, well, if it gets this oil gets mixed up, might be bottle, but if it gets mixed up in less than 60, Yesh Omrim, that you can't add to the Levatlo. So the Makabirs make them drop buttons, they get mixed up in a way that asks the Torah, you can add and be Vatalim. But in Hilchos Chanukah, obviously it's Drabanan, because Chanukah candles. So if it's Drabanan, then why can't you add to be Vatalit? That's the classic question which everyone deals with. I'm sure we've all heard a shiur about this. Sometime in Chanukah time, the Shach gives an answer she's not exactly sure what to do with. The Shach says, he knows he's a Vishemi, Yishchah doesn't get in the hook, and so Chamer Tvei Vedocha. Maybe Vedocha, you can say that's worse because it's hooked Salam Itzvaso. In other words, that's not just an Isser Drabanan. Isser Drabanan would be, chicken and milk, or Shuman Shel Ginanasha, right? The fat on the Ginanasha is also Drabanan. Or, whatever else you want to say, Trumuk Zanazah. Maybe you're certainly Trumas Yerukas, right? Meister Yeruk is Drabanan. Many things are Usr, Mi Drabanan, right? The Chor Wee Paskin Sikhashvias. Give a whole list. Lots of things are Usr Drabanan. But those are all Isurim Drabanan. This maybe, the Fedoka, is worse than an Isur Drabanan, because it's not Usr, it's Hupsalim Itzvaso. It's not Usr Mi Drabanan because the Drabanan didn't like it. It's Usr Mi Drabanan because it's set aside for a mitzvah, and maybe that makes it worse. What exactly that means that makes it worse is legamri unclear, and even he says Vedochak, he's not sure what to do with it, and they have grown the debate, they try to figure out exactly what the Shach meant here, and the Nekudus Kesef, his son, whenever Nekudus Kesef starts to go, the Shach's son weighs in on this, it's not exactly clear. So, but Lamaisa, somehow what he's saying is that it's more chomer if it's set aside for a mitzvah that makes it, I guess, more of a chefta shel iser if it's set aside for a mitzvah than if it's just stam usser. And therefore, we have to be more machmer. He says v'docha, it's very hard to justify this, this very well. The Magen Avraham gives two other famous answers right there in the Tav Reish Ayin Zayin. One answer the Magen Avraham gives is that the Mechaber didn't really mean what he said in Shulchan Aruch Hayim. Said Yesh Omer that it's Asur Mivato. But what the Mechaber meant to say is Yesh Omer it's Asur, but really it's Mutter. It's a very dachic answer. But that's the Magen Avraham's first answer. The Magen Avraham gives a second answer where he says that maybe it's more machmir here because it's a little like a davar sheish lamatirin. Why is it a little like a davar sheish lamatirin? Because you could save it for next year Hanukkah, even though you really can't because we're afraid you'll forget and eat it. But it's a little like a davar sheish lamatirin. This is, again, it's a very difficult shot unless you have to say a lot of lumdus to get this to make sense conceptually. It's a little, what does it mean, a little like a davar sheish lamatirin? Davar sheish lamatirin is not bottle. This is a little like a davar sheish lamatirin, so it's a little not bottle in that you can't add to it lechachila to be bottle. How does that exactly work out? Very hard to imagine, but the classic Achronim had a lot of trouble explaining this steer in the Machaber. Again, the Shach says maybe Hukzim Lutzasa was worse than other Yisrael Rabbanon. Not so clear why. I mean, Kudus Gets want to say it's like Mukta Dereisa, but that's a little, he admits, hard to say because the Machaber doesn't. Like the anyway, the Magen Avraham wants to say that when he said Yesh Omrim in Hilchos Chanukah, he meant Yesh Omrim, but it's not true, which is against the normal derech of the Machaber. Usually when he says Yesh Omrim, it's just something which isn't covered in the Rambam. And the Magen Avraham's second answer to that, well, it's a little like Dovash Yesh Lamatirin, maybe theoretically you could save it for next year, so therefore we're a little more machmir and we say don't add to it to be Mivatzel L'Chachiva. The Chavos Da'as, I mentioned his Chiddush last Tuesday. He comes up because of this with his famous Kiddush. He says, Isurei Hana'ah. Remember he said, Isurei Hana'ah Chachila Lassu Midoraisa. Now obviously, Gorman Atum Midoraisa. But what was his longest? Bittul of Isurei Hana'ah is not just Asur because the name Batlan is Lachachila. Bittul of Isurei Hana'ah is Asur because when you're Mevatlan and add to your net worth, that's Gufa Hana'ah. So he says, now I can answer this Kira. All Isurei Drabbanim, they get mixed in. You're allowed to add to me mevatel them because by Surah Drabbanan we're making a bit less lachachila, but by Neret Shemachanik which Asur Bahanah by Surah Hanah Drabbanan you can't add because the very act of adding is getting Hanah. That's his big finish. Again, it doesn't match the Rambam. The Rambam said, "Oh, sorry, no, it does." Okay, sorry. That's Chavos Das's finish.
Can you just take out some
that's a good kasha on him. I don't know. Could be not. Could be say no serious to that act. I just wanted to say, I think people say this in the Velt, but you may maybe a fifth answer, which goes back to the classic Hanukkah Mundus, right? What's the big Hakir about the Yisra'el from Ner Hanukkah?
I thought you were going to say.
What's the big Hakir about the Yisra'el from Ner Hanukkah? No, I wasn't going to say that. That's too drushy. why is it also getting off from Ner Hanukkah? Pashup shot in the Gemara, the Havmin is that it's Kedusha, and the Maskana is that it's not Kedusha, it's just Bizui Mitzvah. But, as we well know, the Bala Amor, and many Rishonim Achronim hold that even the Maskanas of Gemara, we paskin that the Isser of Ner Chanukah is because of Kedusha, because it's Ke'ein Neiros Mikdash, which, again, even though Abayi seems to say not the way in the Gemara Shabbos, that's what the Bala Amor and others paskin. So if you say the Isser Anach from Ner Chanukah is Bizui Mitzvah, then it's going to be tricky. But if you say the Isser Anach from Ner Chanukah, it's their Mesakin, it's Zecher LeMikdash, that it's Ke'ein Shemen of the menorah of the Mikdash, and it has Kedusha, Mashenkin and almost any other Yisra Drabbanan, no Kedusha. If you say it has Kedusha, then you can answer up the Sira and the Mechaber based on the sheet of the Avnei Miluim that I mentioned. What are the Avnei Miluim Mechadish? That when it comes to something that's Kadosh, it's always, it's Asa Levatel Eslachila, not because of Bittel Eslachila. There's another reason why it's Asa Levatel something Kadosh Lechachila. Why? Because something Kadosh has what Chiyav? Chiyav Nishmeres. You have to be shomer from getting destroyed or lost or nitma. So if you have to be shomer it from being destroyed or lost, kavachor, you can't go and be mevatlet and make it disappear. Right? Seems to be a good svar. That's the shut of the Avnei Miluim skiddush, and it's shut in the back of the book. So if you say that Ner Chanukah has Kedusha Drabbanan, then you're right. Als the Isser Drabbanan, you can be mevatlet chachil or make it. But als the Kedusha Drabbanan, there's a chiyuv mishmeres. And therefore, you can't be mevatlet. Shemen or Ner Chanukah, because that would violate the Isra of Mishmeres that you need for the Kedushas HaShemen. That's what I thought you could Mechadish again. It's not an Achronim on the Daf. In the Velt, a lot of people say this. Which number in the Shut Avnei Miluim says the Shita? I don't remember, but if you ask me later, I'll find it. Thank you. Okay. So that's as far as Ner Chanukah. The rest of this Se'ech deals with a very, very, very complicated and crucial halakhic issue, which we can't go through all the sugyas now, but each one of them is actually very interesting. You answer it one way, answer it the other way. But the question of what we call comma batel versus what's the name of the arch nemesis of comma batel?
Clauserinator.
It's actually not even clear what the word nayer means. Clauserinator. But it doesn't make a difference, right? So it seems like Chlokos needs to wake up or to become strengthened. The Rishonim argument, no nafkamina for, you know, maybe, okay, you keep a shir and be told some lumdas on that, but we'll assume there's no nafkamina. The question is, what happens if a little iser falls in, a little more falls in, a little more falls in? And the problem is, there are different sugyas and shas which seem to indicate different answers. Some sugyas and shas indicate that. Let's just get an example. Let's say I have a pot full of shuman, right, kosher fat, and chila falls in. I have 100 ounces of shuman and chila falls in. 1 ounce of chila falls in. Batel, wonderful. What if another ounce of chila falls in? And then a third, and then a fourth, and then a fifth, and then a sixth. So on the one hand, you might say, comma, batel. The first by first is batel, right? The Rambam says that Hashem even does then and then. In Per Gimel Hilchos Tshuva in Shema. But the maybe they come about. I mean, the first Kazayis of Chilev fell in and became Batel and Mutter. Overdone with, case closed, right? What do they call them in court? You seal the records or something, right? No one can examine them anymore. Now it's all kosher. Another Kazayis of Chilev falls in, wonderful. One Kazayis of Chilev into 101 ounces, Batel. Another one, oh, wonderful, one size of treif and 102 ounces of kosher batel. It can keep being batel, perhaps even ad infinitum. Right, as a matter of fact, it may very well be that we're somit on this. This is one of the svaras we're somit on in mikvahs nowadays. Right, now it's not so pashut if it works or not, because that has to do with this machlokas. But everyone knows that no one tovels in the actual rainwater. Rainwater doesn't come in nice clean rainwater every day. It's that you add a little tap water to the rainwater and it's batel. You add a little more tap water and it's batel. You add a little more tap water and it's batel. V'chuli v'chuli. Obviously, after the mikveh's been in use for a while, how much of the original rainwater is left? I don't know. It could be 1% is left. And 1% is the only majority left. The minority is the other 99%. And, now, again, we don't, just the chazer for a second. Our minhag nowadays is not only to rely on this for mikvahs. We also have a borashok in addition to the borzria. but that's the question. Maybe that's fine. Efshar, that's fine, because kamakama batel. I don't care what was originally. As soon as you have 100 gallons of rainwater and add 90 gallons of tap water, it's batel, bezel, now it's all rainwater. Right? So then you can empty some out, add another 90 gallons of tap water, and it's still all rainwater. Vitruli ad infinitum. So, although again, in the close, there's much more to be said about this. Number one, we don't rely on this alone. Number two, there might be a special nezria to turn water into rainwater without bittul, but that's for a different shiur. The that's kama batel. There's a gemara in Avodah Zarah like this, right? If you pour yayin nesech into kosher wine all day long as you don't pour it all at once, little by little, then it's all batel. Likewise, Mishnah Orla says, right, a little orla falls into your kosher stuff, 1/200th is batel. More falls in, it's batel. More falls in, it's batel, v'chuli v'chuli. That's kama batel. On the other hand, the Gemara says in a few places, chozer v'neir, that if you have some iser falls in and then more iser falls in, so it's chozer v'neir, it goes back and it all wakes up and has been sired together, and back to my original example, like 1 ounce of chila, 100 ounces of shuma, now it's batel. But if a second ounce of chila falls in, then it's all chozer v'neir. It's now 2 ounces to 100. So it's all treif. So I'm not going to go through all the studies. Specifically, we have that machlokas from Shimon and the Chacham and the Mishnah and Trumos. What happens if Truma is 1 in 100? What happens if one Truma apple falls into 100 Chulman apples? And then a second Truma apple falls in. So if Shimon says, batel? I'm saying, no, now it's 1 in 50. Now it's treif. Or not trade, but now it's truma and can't be eaten by a zar. So now, each of these mishnayos, obviously, and everything can be different. There's ways to explain every single Gemara for all the shitas, which I'm not going to do now, but ayin sham, if you are interested, or come to me and give me any sugin shas, and I'll I'll show you how you can explain it according to all the shitas, but we can't do that now. Let's just see what the shitas are, Taka. Kama kama bottle or chozer v'neir. And there are a few different shitas. The most makel shita is the ravid. The ravid, the truth is that, this is the ravid as quoted in the Beis Yosef, the ravid is quoted in slightly different ways in different places, and the contemporary Chronicle of Chazanish and others do have room to argue, but the pasuk shot is the ravid is the most makel shita. It's always kama kama bottle. Ah, you'll find a few gemaras. Otherwise, those are all for a different reason. You know why in Truman is it not kama kama bottle? Because Truman is a special rule that you have to take it out. There's a unique rule in Truman. You can never bottle until you remove it. So that's a special rule. Okay, everything, always kama kama bottle, that is a big kula. The Mordechai, and the truth is a whole bunch of Rishonei Ashkenaz, the Yisra Heter is quoted this way also by the Yaki Moshe, a whole bunch of Rishonei Ashkenaz came up with this Einfall all of a sudden that says almost like the right. This is the Mordechai and other Rishonei Ashkenaz Yisra Heter. They said that we always say Kama Kama Batel, but with one condition. What's the one condition you need according to the Mordechai? No. Much more meekle than that. Always kama kama batel. If, what do you need to say kama kama batel? What needs to happen so you can say kama kama batel? What? As long as no da hatarobet. Right? The Ravid doesn't seem to mention that. I mean, again, the Rishonim Svar don't really have this factor, which is not, oh. Not Mefurish in the Gemara, at least in general, you have an idea of Yediyah by Truma. Okay, as long as no death are, what's the logic of that? Let's think of the logic of the different shitas. What's the logic to say Kama Kama Batel? The logic is, what's the logic to say Kama Kama Batel? That what happens when there's Bito? The Isser is Nepach Leheter. It disappears. Right? The logic of the Ravid is pretty clear. The Isser is Nepach Leheter. It disappears. And if the answer is Nebach Lehter, it's now Heter. Right? Nothing to talk about. What's the logic of the Mordechai? What's the logic of the Mordechai? The logic of the Mordechai is also pretty poshut. What does he say?
It's a halachic reality if you notice it.
Right. The answer is Nebach Lehter, but that Nebach Lehter is not a natural occurrence. That Nebach Lehter is a result of the halachic psak. It's the halachic, the Ravid says, Teva, not Teva, this is metaphysics, not physics, or the Ravid says Mitzius makes it Nepach Leheter. Right? Nepach Leheter because of the Mitzius. The Mordechai says, I agree with you, it's totally Nepach Leheter, Legamre, Legamre, Legamre. Nepach Leheter, but not because of the Mitzius, because of the Psak. I don't like using the word dick, because it's all dick. No one's claiming that you could bring this to a scientist. But this is Nebach Leheter because of Psak. So now, Psak doesn't mean you have to ask a rabbi. Psak means implicit Psak. When a Jew knows the Tarovis happened, that's an implicit Psak. Right? Because he could ask the Shiloh, could answer the Shiloh, Lu Yitzuyer, he knew some halacha. Right? Then it's an implicit Psak. So yes, it's Nebach Leheter, but only if you had no. And by the way, this is the reason this is such a beautiful shot of the Mordechai. So remember, there's steers all over Shas, half the sugi say Kamagam Buckle, half the sugi say Chozer Neir. He has no problem. Just make an okimta. Every sugya that says kama kama batel is where you knew about the tarovas in between. And every sugya that says chozer v'neir is where you didn't know. And since basically none of the sugyas mention this factor at all, so you can't reject this shot. So it's a very beautiful shot of the Mordechai.
I don't understand why you don't have a shot at all. That's not a psak. If you think that you don't need to ask the rav, so if you don't know about it, so it's also a psak.
So that's the chiddush of no da tarovus. So we've seen no da tarovus before, right? Remember, there's a manda amar that the Rama held. We're not sure if he held it in the Shulchan Aruch, but he held it in the Torah Chazan Arki Moshe. There's only chanan if no da tarovus. So you get the same question. The answer is no. Apparently, and I'm not sure I can explain why. I'm not sure if I should be able to explain why. Maybe I shouldn't. I'm not sure. But the psak is only chal when there's someone who It's biyado to ask the shayla and find out the answer. That's now, you can ask, I'm not going to get into this, you can ask according to the Mordechai, what happens if 1/100th Isser falls in and I eat it without ever knowing? So, if it wasn't that much after, why haven't I done an aveira? So, I'm not sure, that's an interesting question. It could be when I eat it, that's also an implicit psak, because then there's an afkamina. Or it could be this, making in bittel, if I eat it without ever no da, then it's bittel, I'll just ignoring it. But if it's no da, then it's nefach leheter. So there's a lot of limits you can say on this, but we're not going to get into it now. What? You know, what if you only find it after you eat it? So again, either be very radical, which I didn't just say, and say, Taka, you were over in Isaronis, which I don't like to say, or say there's Svedin, I'm a lower level bittel was chal, or what I think is the best thing to say, that's also psak, because once there's an afkamina, even without yediya, that's an implicit psak. But if there's no nafkamina yet, you know, then only with yediya is there an implicit psak. But I recognize that I'm making this up, and you could say whatever you want, as long as it makes more sense than I said, then I'll be motivated. Okay. Now, what's the most machmir shita? See, I'm not sure. There's three more shitas, and I'm a little misuffic how to order three and four. But I know what's number five. What's the most machmir shita? Who's the most machmir shita? Blame it on someone. Go ahead. Who's the most machmir shita around? What? Okay. You don't have to tell me in the Rishonim. Among the poskim on the page of the Shulchan Aruch, who's the most machmir shita around? At least if you read in Kipshuto. The Ramah. And who's the Ramah quoting, right? L'chor, that's not rocket science. Because someone was nice enough to add parentheses to the Ramah to tell us who he's quoting. Right? So he quotes, the truth is here he quotes from Hagol Sharidura. But it goes well before that. Goes Sharidura. This L'chor goes back to the Rush, and that's where the Torah got it from, right? The Torah didn't have Hagos Sharidura. Is it in the Torah here? Iser Shin is Bata V'chuli V'chuli Kigosh Shishu Gneg V'mi Tosaf V'achar Kach V'ne Iser Choser V'nesar Loshna V'minim V'mishen Ino Bein Lach Bein Yavish. He only quotes Hagos Sharidura because he adds Bein Noda Bein Lo Noda. But here we have the Shita of the Rush and the Tor. It says, always makes no difference. It's always Choser the Neyor. What about? Mishnah Orlov seems like Kamakama Bato. So I ain't showing the Rush. He's a very, very delicate pshah that it never meant what it seems to have said. And what about the line Kamakama Bato in Yogol Zari? He says that's actually a Deo, which we seem to not pass on like there. Although, the question is why we don't. Okay, I ain't showing. There's the Rush on the side of the Mishnah's Arlo, you can find a Shita. But the Rush says always Choser Reneir. And that is the most machmir position of the Ramah. Let's look up the Ramah. No one else's position makes it to the page. The Ramah says, the end of Sif Vav, Isser Shin is Batel, Kigon Shal Yasavach Kinegdo, and he tells about Chakil, the Isser is Hakabatel, then you added more Isser. Min Ha Isser HaRishon, more of the same type. Now, this is a very important phrase because don't confuse this with the end of Simen Tzadi Ches. What was the case at the end of the Simen Tzadi Ches? Yisurim and Vatlan Zuetzu. That was when you had two different Yisurim, Chelim and Dam. Two different Yisurim for sure. Not only did they come and bottle, even at the same time they were bottle each other. Here we're talking about more of the same Yisur. We're not talking about Chelim and Dam. We're talking about Chelim and Chelim or Dam and Dam. When it's more of the same Yisur, then, again, when it's different Yisurim, then Yisurim and Vatlan Zetzet, we've already established that. For whatever reason, we establish it there in whatever boundaries. The very least, we're talking about Bidl Shishim. Here we're talking about the same Isser. That's why you have the Dike the same in Isser Rishon. In case you missed it, both the Shach and the Taz point out, don't get confused. The end of the Mitzadi Chesed is a different Isser. We're talking about more of the same Isser. So, Choser, Vineyor, Vinesar, Loshna Min Bemino, Loshna Min Shaino Mino, Loshna Yavish, Loshna Lach, Loshna Nodemin Tayim, Loshna Own Lonedemin Tayim. It's always Usser, no matter what the circumstances, right? Not like the Mordechai makes a difference between Nodim in time and Lo Nodim in time, not like Shitas we're about to see, that it makes a difference between Min B'mino, Mish'enu Mino, between Lach and Yavish. It's always Choser V'Neir. That is how the Ramah paskins. What's the Svara of the Ramah? What's the Svara of the Ramah? Simple pshat, pashut, common sense, nothing fancy. Why did the Ramah think it's Choser V'Neir?
It's not Nepach Leheter.
Right, he thinks that Isser isn't Nepach Leheter. It's just that, in this context, you can ignore the Isser. Bittel doesn't mean if Atzmuso turns into Heter. It means that within the present context, we can ignore the Isser and treat it as Heter. Under present circumstances. But if circumstances changed, and it never, the molecules never changed into Heter, it wasn't magic. That under these circumstances, we treat it as Heter, right? We go by Shisha, by Ro, we look at the whole thing, we call it Heter. But the molecules of the Isser didn't change into Heter. Under these circumstances, we can ignore the Isser. Okay, but if you add more Isser and circumstances have changed, then, so, says it's not Nepach Leheter, just, we ignore it under the circumstances. And this, as you can see, again, if we assume, let's take the Pashnus, that this Rosh is a Dindoraisa, not just the argument of Chumra Drabbanan or Zera up to something or other, that they're having a very fundamental machlok is about what Bittel means. Does Bittel mean the molecules actually change their identity? Or does Bittel just mean that as is, we can only look at the Rove and not look at the Miut and ignore the Isser?
The Kamakam and Bittel seems like a huge chiddush then, huh? It's like,
not a huge chiddush. If you say that Bittel means it turns into Heter, then it's not a chiddush at all.
No, I'm saying meaning like in reality.
Wait, in reality, Kamakam and Bittel is funny, right? What happens? I have 100 ounces vegetable oil, and in falls 1 ounce of lard, mutter. Another ounce of lard, mutter. Another ounce of lard, mutter. In 3 weeks, when I'll have 1,000 ounces of lard with a barely detectable 100 ounces of vegetable oil. And it's taka still all mutter. We say, the lard? I don't see any lard here. What are you talking about? This is from vegetables. So you're right, it's funny to see us. But al pi din, you know, that's part of what Judaism is about. There's more to life than meets the eye. Okay, if you hold like the Raivin. Obviously the Rush says no. Don't be ridiculous. Okay, that's, what are some middle shitas? And this is the Rambah, in terms of Psa. Here we have the Rambah. Okay, who wants to give me a middle shita? Now, what do the Rishonim say? This is what the Rush says. Many Rishonim, both in Tosos and the Ramban, and the Ran and the Rashba, how do they express the fact that they believe in Chozer V'Neir? What case do they choose to use to express that? Anyone know? In Tosos, the Ramban and the Rashba, quoted the Lashon Pes Yosef, that they say, well, give me a break. They say, imagine I have vegetable soup and lard falls in. 1 ounce of lard and 60 ounces of vegetable soup mutter, another ounce of lard. Now a taka tastes like lard. So you're going to tell me I can eat it? What do you mean? Tam ke krimina Torah. Meaning, they choose a case to illustrate the fact that kamakama buttle is ridiculous, as you just pointed out. Give me a break. I can taste like lard. How can I eat it? But you have to figure out exactly, and that's what the Achronim are arguing about, exactly hone in on what the problem with kamakam buttle is. The Rush said, the problem with kamakam buttle is that it doesn't exist. The whole idea is dead wrong, meikara. Because nothing is nepa. But if you're diving and showing them, it sounds like, no, maybe only under, maybe really we do agree with kamakam buttle. Only under some circumstances will we say chozer v'neir. So under what circumstances, what might be the circumstances where we say kamakam buttle and the circumstances we say chozer v'neir? Based either on your own logic or on what I just lashon, which I just repeated very carefully from many of the Rishonim quoting Beis Yosef here as well. Right, many of the Rishonim, just 1 second, say, yeah, Chozer V'Neir. But they don't all go so far as the Rush and say, under any and all circumstances. So, even the Rush doesn't actually go so far as to say them in quite so many words, but it's pretty clear that's a Shita. But, so what's the Chiluk?
It should be linked to Ta'am.
Ah, what are you saying? If there's not an issue of Ta'am, then we could say, Kamakama Batal. But if there's Ta'am, then what's the problem?
If you had enough, it's going to taste like
problem coffee. Is you taste it, right? It's a fact. If it's taka, Caleb and Schumann, well, I'll have to figure out exactly where to draw the line. But if there's no Tom, you know, then if there's no Tom, you know, one Orla orange falls into a bushel full of 200 Orla oranges and another Orla orange and another Orla orange, then, okay, we can say Kamakama bottle. But if you can taste the lard, then give me a break. You can't say Kamakam Batal if you mamish taste the lard. Then you say Chozer V'Neir. This is seems to be pshat, perhaps. It's not close with the shach and the gruh, how to read pshat. But this seems to be pshat in the Rishonim, who emphasize tam ke ikram in a Torah. Right? Tam. And among the Achronim, who's the champion of this pshat? Did we learn some Tzadi Tess in Seder?
Tom is a
shock. Am I ahead? Are people seeing movies in afternoon Seder?
What?
It's the shach. That's the shach. Okay, this is the shach. Again, I'll keep the Rishonim. The reason I'm not going to quote the Rishonim explicitly is because it's not so clear in many of them. Yes?
Don't you still say Tom comes back to the side?
Okay, so let's first write the sheet on the board. It says, if there's ta'am, then it's chozer v'neir. But if there's no ta'am, then we say kama, kama, batel. Now, what were you asking me? Right. So it could be what are we saying? We're saying that now you could perhaps say it in a different way, but that's a very nice way to say it.
I didn't quite understand how that.
Okay. So I think what he's saying is this. Right. So it's the svara is, if you assume it's d'oraisa, the svara is that this still, the svara is a little tricky, because mamash, if it's nepach le'isr, if it's nepach le'heter, then you're tasting the time of heter, right? All the lard that fell until now is heter. What's wrong with the time of heter? If it's really nepach le'isr, and if it's not really nepach le'isr, then why do we ever say kama kama batel? So still, it's a tricky svara, which I don't know if I properly got into the bottom of. Is that what you were asking, or you were saying? But ta'am overrides the hipach le'isr. So it's still a little strange, because. It's still a little strange because once it's nepach le'isr, it's nepach le'isr. So, Eitan, you want to solve it, or it's a tricky svara? I think l'chor either you have to say it's just really kama kama batel, but it's a chumer drabanan by tam, or although it doesn't seem to be what they're saying, or you have to say. That that it's that the nepach le'isr leheter to be a little it's going to be tricky. It's nepach leheter when it's nepach leheter, but even that nepach leheter is not nepach leheter totally batzimuso. It's nepach leheter so long as we can claim that it's heter. It's nepach leheter so long as we can be magdur it as heter. But when it proves that it's iser by giving tam, a new tam to the heter, then it's not nepach leheter anymore, which is tricky because I'm having my cake and eat it too. I'm saying it's nepach leheter, it's kam kam batel in all other cases. But it's not nepach leheter permanently in the molecules. It's nepach leheter even if the ratio changes. But it's not nepach leheter, but it's only nepach leheter so long as we can keep up the illusion of heter. Once it goes and proves b'mtzias that we can taste it, that it's iser, it's not nepach leheter anymore. So
that's in order to avoid saying that there's some sort of like zero drabanan.
Right, so it's either you have to say it's drabanan, right? But if you assume it's not drabanan, what you have to say is nepach leheter. Unless the Metzias disproves it. Unless Mitzias disproves it, which again is a very funny shita, unless you want to say it's just Chumash Rabbanan, but it doesn't sound like that way, at least from the Shach, as I'll explain in a moment.
Can you say that Nefa Chumash was Mechatsa, the Tam and Mechatsa are two separate halachas?
Can you say that Ta'am is a different halacha from the Chetza? Nefach works for Be'en, but not for Ta'am. That's what you were saying before. That Nefach works for the Be'en, and Taka the Be'en is Mutter, but the Ta'am remains Asur, is just dormant because it's not enough yet.
I wasn't sure how that would mean. If you're saying Nefach Lehetar, I assume that would have to mean...
Right, so I don't know, maybe. Maybe the Be'en is Nefach, the Tam isn't. Needs really more in. They take it as a very double pashut. Like, look, the facts are the facts. You can't deny the facts. Right? You can't deny the Mitzias. If it tastes like lard, it has lard. If it's water in a mikvah where it's all water is water, or it's, I don't know, oranges in a big basket of oranges, oranges are oranges, then you can go along your merry way with your illusions. But you can't deny the Mitzias. Sort of like a Shnei Shvilin kind of thing. Except that we assume Shnei Shvilin is only the Rabban Lachar. That's the Shita of the Shach. Now, we have to be Ma'ayin because there's a lot of, even within the Shita, there's some ambiguity. Let us just chazer for a moment. Let's chazer for a moment what the basic rules of Bittul are. We've seen some of these explicitly, some of these implicitly. Lach b'lach, yavish b'yavish, min b'mino, min b'she'eno mino. Now, what have we done? What's lach b'lach? What do I mean by lach b'lach? Do I mean they're liquids as opposed to solids? Lach b'lach and yavish b'yavish have nothing with liquids and solids. Right? If I cook two meatballs together, or better example, I cook a piece of ham with carrots, that's called lach b'lach, not yavish b'yavish. If I have two bottles of soda, one kosher, one treif, or 10 bottles of soda, and I don't know which, that's called yavish, not lach. It's not a matter of whether the substance is liquid or solid, right? Very, very important. If I have bottles of wine that get mixed up, that's called yavish b'yavish. Even though, if I pour the wine on my shirt will get wet. So, what do I mean by lach b'lach? What do I mean by yavish b'yavish? Yeah, by lach b'lach, I mean? Tam, exactly. I mean, nesinas tam. What do I mean by yavish b'yavish? Lach b'lach means taroves, where the tam is mixed in. Lach b'lach means taroves of tamim. The tams transfer and get mixed into each other. What do I mean by yavish b'yavish? By yavish b'yavish, I mean taroves of be'en. Right, so if bottles of treif and kosher wine, but they don't have the labels, get mixed up with each other, that's yavish b'yavish. Neither one tastes like the other, just the be'ens are mixed up. If I cook a ham with carrots, that's lach b'lach. The ham's not mixed up with the carrots. The ham's ham, the carrot's carrots. Everyone knows carrots are orange and long, and ham is brown and whatever shape. But the tastes are mixed up. That's called lach b'lach. Now, in Simen Sadiches, we dealt with what kind of taroves? Lach b'lach. And what did we paskin? Mimish enomino, what's the shir bittel? Shishim, minatora, midrabanan. Minatora, we paskin. Because of Tom Kicker. Min b'mino lach b'lach, what's the shir? Rov minatora, but shisha midrabanan. Why shisha midrabanan? Exactly. Atu. This case. Now, in Simon Kuf Tes, we'll learn the rules of yavish b'yavish. And they're somewhat controversial, but we'll just mention the way we paskin. Anyone know what the rules of yavish b'yavish are? What? Yavish b'yavish min b'mino. Right? One bottle of treif wine, treif, dry red treif wine, in one bottle the label fell off, kosher red dry wine, in two bottles the label fell off, and I don't know which bottle is which. can't tell. The bottles are came from the same bottle factory. So, and so, what's the din? Bit of a rove. How about Yavish B'Yavish Mimish Eino Mino? And it's a good trivia question to figure out how it's ever going to happen, but we can, we'll deal with that when we get some Koftes. This is Shisha Mido Reis or Shisha Mido Rabban? Mido Reis, it's a rove. Rov Minatora. But it's Shishim Midrabanan. Why is it Shishim Midrabanan? Why do they need Shishim Midrabanan? Why not?
What?
So the Pashup shot is the why. The Shach and everyone else says it's Atu Mimashinu Milach Balach. Meaning, for most poskim, this is a very, very simple chart. This is the case where there's such a thing as Shisha Midoraisa. So anything that's one step removed from the Shisha Midoraisa, we make Xera. Oh, Lach Balach Min Bimino? It's one step away from Lach Balach Min Bimino, Mino, so Midorabana, we need Shishim. Yavish B'Yavish Min Bimino, Mino is one step away from Lach Balach Min Bimino, Mino, so we need Shishim. The exact details of this, there's still different formulations, but we'll leave that for some Kof Tess. If you look at Yavish B'Yavish Min Bimino, that's two steps away from Lach Balach Min Bimino, Mino. So there are bottom word goes, or if it's two steps away. And therefore, they left it on Rove. Who's the only one who argues on this? The Isser V'Hetter. The Isser V'Hetter has a strange theory. He says he has a strange theory as to why. He doesn't think it makes any sense if he goes or Yavesh Atulach. No one's going to get confused with that. So he says, for a different reason, it's a little unclear what his reason is, but he says it's a Chumra Midrabanan because you could sort of maybe tell them apart, possibly, therefore they didn't want to be Mekel so much because it's different Minim. And if it's different Minim and each one is separate, right, they didn't all melt together. That would be Lach Balach. If it's different Minim and each one is separate, maybe you could tell them apart a little, start running more extra careful. Figure out how the logic works. This is a little tricky. But you have to use a Lumbus Shishim being an Otsa Mio, which works even for a semi-dose Shishim Latir. But he has a different thing. Now that we have this information on our fingertips, let's figure out the Shita of the Shach. Any other Shiur Bittel we should point out? Don't tell me Yisra Mashu, because there's never a Shaila, even though that is the Gemara and Lodazar, it's very difficult, but there's never a Shaila of Kamakam Bittel and Yisra Mashu, because then the first one falls in, it's never Bittel. So any other Shiurim we should be thinking about, if we're thinking about all rules in the Torah?
Meya Matayim.
Exactly. Meya is Truma, and Matayim is Arla and Faya Keren. Anyone knows if this is Doraisa Drabanan? This is Midrabanan. And it's also only Min Bimino. Okay. And again, he's Suri Mashu needn't concern us now because the Kama's not Bottle, so we don't have to worry about Kama Kama. Now, I have to erase this. Can I erase this? Okay. I apologize.
I usually don't like to erase so quickly.
Now, let's figure out all the different cases of Bittel. Right? So here we have Lach Bilach Min b'she'eno mino, lach b'lach, min b'mino, shishim, shishim, yavish b'yavish, min b'she'eno mino, shishim, yavish b'yavish, min b'mino, shishim, here we have truma, min b'mino is 100, and arla, and faya kerem, min b'mino is 200. Sorry. What I meant to say is rove. Thank you. Now, is it kama kama batel or chozer v'neir? So, some shitas would be very easy. Ramah would say, across the board, chozer v'neir. Not very difficult. What would the Shach say? So which case is Pashat Chozer V'Neir for the Shach? What's Pasha Kozer Veneer? First. For sure Kozer Veneer, because Lak Lak Mimushinimi, you can taste it. It's lard in your vegetable soup. Which case should be Pasha Kamakama Bottle for the Shach? Ah. Kamakama Bottle. How about these ones? Also, Pasha Kamakama Bottle. Why? Well, it's pretty Pasha. They have nothing to do with Tam. 100 is just a din of 100. 200 is din of 200. And Rove is Rove. Kamakama Bottle. What about these two cases? So these two cases, the Rishonim go different ways. There are different sheets, because on the one hand, in Lach B'lach Min B'mino, is there Tam? No. But on the other hand, the whole purpose is Gzeira Atu Min B'she'in B'mino, and there is Tam. So if we really want to make a Gzeira, then any case which would be Usher if there was Tam has to be Usher. Right, so on the one hand, you could have been Makel. You could have said, look, no Tam, the Metzias doesn't rear its ugly head and tell you, I don't care about all your halachic tseirufim, there's taste here. So you might have said, Kam Kam Abatel. But what the Shach says is, Chozer Veneer. He says, look, even lard in chicken fat, right, or beef fat. Lard and beef fat, let's assume it has the same taste, right? Even though you can't taste the lard, because it's min b'mino, since the whole purpose of this iser is gzeira atu min b'she'eno mino, then we have to say chozer v'neir, gzeira atu chozer v'neir min b'she'eno mino. So he says, not only if there is tam, even if there's a gzeira atu tam, the whole point of the gzeira is we have to be chosheish. What would be in a parallel case where there was tam? And likewise, the Shach says, yavish v'yavish min b'she'eno mino, since the gzeira atu tam is hanan, but Isser v'heter would say kama kama bottle, even according to the Shach logic, right? Because if you held that shishim by yavish yavish v'mishenu mino just a chomer drabbanon of shishim, then you would say kama kama bottle. But since Rov poskim hold that shishim by yavish yavish v'mishenu mino is a zero atu tam, then to be consistent zero atu tam, you have to say chozer v'neir, because that's what would be if there was tam. That's the Shach. Anyone want to fill in one last shita?
The Gra. The Prichadash, I think, agrees with it.
The Gra and the Prichadash have a new Shita, which also works very, very nicely in many sugyas. Anyone know the Shita of the Gra? So, it's always worth looking at him inside. So on the one hand, it's very challenging, because he goes through things very quickly and rattles them off. On the other hand, it can be very rewarding, because he organizes them very clearly. So, if you know Shas fairly decently, then it's always very rewarding. What he says in the end, I think it might be the last period in the Gra Tesvav. You see that long Gra Tesvav? The last period starts with the Klal HaInyan. It's like quite a few lines from the end. I don't know. No one else has mine, right? Someone want to say just where it is in yours?
2 lines up from the bottom.
Of page? Page Lamed Vav, 2 lines up from the bottom of the second column of Gra. Uklal HaInyan Ki. B'de'oraisa amrinan chozer v'neir, afilu b'yediya b'shari surin v'arama v'truma kanal, v'kmozer v'sham v'hirkei truma so v'sizan ala, sh'yar be' v'chulir v'yosi, z'olso meres, d'avashu batal d'var Torah, me'orer es mino lesor. B'de'oraisa se chozer v'neir, based on Yerushalmi, anything that's d'var Torah is me'orer es mino lesor. Ten yavis v'yavis k'in lach lach m'shet no mino at samach, d'tam ke'ikud oraiso, min b'mino v'ruma. Aval b'samach should be drabbanon. Ain no chozer v'neir yad. As long as you know that's haroves, there's no chozer v'neir in drabbanon. Chen kol obeyam b'asay mashu kula in chozer v'neir in kevin shehu drabbanon, etc. etc. V'chem tshuva olav gadol v'fim mikroy. We got the basic point very clearly. The Gra has a different filler. He says in a sheer bittel d'oraisa. We say chozer v'neir, but in a shir bittel d'rabbanan, we say kama kama batel. Right, whenever it's a shaylo d'oraisa, achri ram lahatos robe d'oraisa, or tam d'oraisa, tam ke'ikur minatora d'oraisa, then we say chozer v'neir. But when it's just a d'rabbanan that you need a certain amount for bittel, like 200 by arla, then we say kama kama bottle. What's the logic of the Gra? And the Gra has very strong rayas, as you can imagine, for what he says. These are the three base sheets of halachas, the Ramah, the Gra, and the Shach. The logic of the Gra, it could be, it's either just a kula. He's not saying, I'm not sure how to paskin. I'll paskin the chumra by the rice and the kula by the rabbanans. He's saying, shot in shas, is that the amoraim on purpose are mechalitin the rice and the rabbanans. Either it's just a kula by the rabbanans, or you have to say that the, or you have to say that the shiure bittel, the rabbanan, are in the Maisa, his arvus, not the chefza. Right? A sheer bittel daraisa is in the chefza. As long as the chefza is not bottle, it's not bottle. If it is bottle, it is bottle. But a sheer bittel drabon are only in the his arvus. If in this his arvus it was butter, then we're not going to worry about being mitzar the next his arvus. What I mean to say is that again. In daraisa, let's say mikvah barov, if we assume there's no other factors there. Then we say, look, first 40% tap water came in, then another 40% tap water came in. It's not nepach l'isser, right? The Gra clearly holds. Not nepach l'heter. And therefore, in a doraisa, it's closer in air. In drabanans, either they just stop made a cool in drabanans, or in drabanans, when they were gozer, they need 200 for arlum drabanan. They were gozer the chefs need to be bottle of 200. They were just gozer. When there's a mixture, check for 200. Okay, so when there was a mixture, we checked for 200. Tomorrow, another mixture. We'll check for 200 tomorrow. The Rabbanim only goes there at the time of the his arvus, you need 200. They weren't goes there. The Chetza as a whole needs 200. Okay, and that could be for all kinds of explanations. Anyway, again, the Svaras are more beginner food for thought. There's a lot you could do with them more. But let's figure out how the Gra would fill in this chart. What would the Gra say? Lach b'lach mimisha ino mino. Chol v'neir, kama kama batal. We hold Tom Kicker min HaTorah. Lach b'lach min b'mino. Ah, beautiful. Kama kama batal until Rov. Right, he says it depends. If it's min b'mino, right, nevela gravy into kosher gravy, 1/60th batal. Another 1/60 batal. Another 1/60 batal. But once that happens 61 times, or even 60 times, and now the iser is half or more, then all of a sudden it turns into shiloh daraisa. And when it comes to the robe daraisa, we're never say kamakama batal. So therefore, what are you kamakama batal until robe? Right, again, just to review, I have 100 ounces of chicken schmals, and in falls 1 ounce of lard, batal. A second ounce of lard, later, batal. A third ounce of lard, later, batal. A fourth, up to 99 ounces of lard are batal. But once the 100 ounces of lard, then I don't even have a daraisa to stand on. There's not even a rov hetter, then it's not batal. What would he say about yavish b'yavish b'mish eino mino? Same thing, kama kama batal, until rov, right? As long as it's just a shayla b'tal b'shishu, that's drabana, kama kama batal. But once it becomes half or more iser, then it's a shayla daraisa, we say chozer v'neir. What about yavish b'yavish b'mish eino mino? Chozer v'neir, because the only measurement is robe, and that's daraisa. What about truma and orla? What? What about truma and 100 and orla and 200? Exactly. Both of these would be kama kama batel until robe, kama kama batel until robe. Again, just my lashon might have been a little ambiguous. It doesn't mean that until there's robe iser, it's okay. It means until there's no longer a robe het. Half and half is still iser daraisa. Okay, that's the Shita of the Gra. Now, I should add one t'nai. The Gra is clear, and I thought the Shach was clear as well, right? He says before it's Yediyah, and the Shach also says that only if there is Yediyah. So this is... This whole chart is only if no da'at harovis. They're not no to lahakul if it's ain't no that's haroves, but with no that's harovis, can we then say kama kama bato? Ramah says no. Regardless, Shah says yes, except for where there's time or gzeira atu time. And the Gra says yes in Drabbanans, no in De'oraisas. So in some cases the Shach is more machmer, in some cases the Gra is more machmer. The right in Rove, the Gra is more machmer, the Shach is mako. But in the gzeiras atu time, the Shach is more machmer and the Gra was mako. Halacha l'maisa, even the Shach wasn't quite sure to rely on himself except for Hefzad Merubah. But halacha l'maisa, the Mandy post in the Chazan Ish said, this Shach is ridiculous. He's going to make it a robe to say Kamagama Batzel? Says that's impossible. L'maisa, we're never somich on the Shach. We're never somich on the Shach, even though the Shach himself said, I'll be somich on myself to Hefzad Merubah. We're not somich on the Shach. It's just too hard to swallow. And if you go back to the Rishonim, which obviously the Chazan Ish did, that's but if you go back to Rishonim, many of them say very clearly, by rove, we can't be making say kamakama bottle. Like, if it's 51% Isser, can't be making say kamakama bottle. So, we don't rely on the Shach, the Gra, there's what to talk about. If it's Noda with Harovitz and it's only Shiloh Drabanan, then, first of all, even if the Gra is wrong, it's only Shiloh Drabanan, right? So it makes us feel a little better. Right? The Gra has two advantages. Number one, he's a Gra, and he's really smart, and he puts together all of Shas and comes up with very convincing arguments. And number two, the worst that'll happen is a Darabanan, because he's only making on Darabanan. So the Badi says, B'Shas Archak, there's room to rely on the Gra. Again, ideally, we pass like Drama. Ideally, we pass like Drama. Halacha l'maisa, lechatchila. I don't mean lechatchila, like should you do it. I mean, in a normal situation, we pass like the Rama. But yesh makom lismoch al hagra, if necessary, we don't love it. The Shach is not even makom lismoch, although of course together with other factors, you never know. But the and the only time the Shach is more makel than the Gra anyway is like by rove, which is a real shiloh deraisa, where you have a rove of Isser and it makes us very nervous. So we wouldn't take that too far. But yesh makom lismoch al hagra, the Chodesh agrees with the Gra. The Chazan Ish seems to agree with most of the Sodos of the Gra after my chum. Okay, that's Kamakama Bottle. I don't think there's anything more to say. Anyone have any Haros? Okay, so this is, you know, this certainly could easily happen, and general rule of thumb is Rama, so you don't even have to worry about it, but Yesh Malkum Les Machala Gra, when necessary, especially since, even if he's wrong, it's only a chash of a drabbanan. The end of this Ramah tells us, Kazayas cholov shenachal amayim in his batal b'shishim, v'achar kach tovel amayim l'kdeir shal basar, mutar al fisha in basar samach negat achol shar his batal amayim l'chol kayotzi bazeh. This is such a tremendous davar pashat that it's not even clear why he needs to tell us this, which I'm not the first person who knows that the shach is. But what does he say? He says, I guess, on the simple shot level, just so you shouldn't be confused, just so in case you're, like, really dumb, you shouldn't be confused, right? Everyone knows when milk falls into meat, you need six times as much meat and milk. He says, no, if milk falls into water and it's batel b'shishim, and then the water falls into meat, then even though there's not six times as much milk, there's six times as much water, and that's enough to even batel the milk. That's the general rule. Again, this really is a dumber pashut. Right, everyone knows if milk falls into your cholent, you don't say, well, do I have 60 times as much meat as the milk? No, you say, between everything is the milk, but the b'shishim, because l'maisa, if there's 60 times as much something as the milk, then you can't taste the milk. Very much davar pashut. The Shach points out that maybe there are the chiddush is here, although it's very unclear. Rabbi Kiva Eger jumps on him, says, since Reish Tzadik Tzadik doesn't say what the Shach says, Ayin Shama, a big inyan, which we're not going to go into now, says maybe you might have a havamina that heter can be bottle and heter, which Rabbi Kiva Eger connects to the Ran and Darm Daf and Beis that we'll see in 3 Simanim from now, but we'll save that for 3 Simanim from now. L'maisa, for sure the Shach's right. For sure the Rama is right. The more interesting question is, which the Achronim debate, is where Rabbi Kiva Eger mentions here the Shita of the Rif. The more interesting question is not what the Rama discussed. Again, the Rama says, milk was bottled in water and then it fell into meat. So it's mutter. That's not interesting. That's pretty much a double pashut. Even though Shach says he's teaching us water can milk can bottle in water, even that's really double pashut. The more interesting question is the Shita of the Rif, which we'll mention again, but how about this case? What if milk falls into water and is batel? Can I then mix it with meat l'chachila? Right? Milk fell into, or whatever the case is. Gravy fell into, what is my wife? My wife fixed some soup. It's called potato leek soup or something. Right? And then she put sour cream in it. Does that sound possible? So, let's say a little gravy fell into the potato leek soup and it was batel b'shishim. Can I then put the sour cream or not? So, what? So, the Rif says, no. The Rif says, no, this is like, you could have said it's like, ein batel minhag l'chachila, but that's not the way he says it. He says, this is like Dorshish Matirin. After all, if you could eat this with pariv, then why rely on bittel? Right? If the milk fell into the water and you could not put meat in, then why rely on bittel and eat meat and milk? How do you eat bittel? It's Dorshish Matirin. Eat it without meat. Right? So the Rif says, any time you have a bittel of milk and pariv, just why have to rely on kulas? Eat it without meat. Anytime you have a bittel of meat and pariv, why rely on kulas? Eat it without milk. Anytime you have a bittel of isser and pariv, so what can you do? You don't want to throw it out. If you have a bittel of meat and pariv, then just avoid the shayla. So the Rif says you're chayim to avoid the shayla. We pass it against him. I'm pretty sure we mentioned this once already. Right? I'm pretty sure we mentioned this once in Hilchos Bas Kolov. We paskin against the Rif. And we say that not only, again, there's some achronim who want to be macher for the Rif, but we paskin against the Rif. We say not only if the milk fell into the water, it was batel, and getting it mixed with meat, if it's mutter, you're even allowed to mix the meat in the chachila. Once it's batel, it's batel. Once the milk is batel, it's batel. That's how we paskin.
You can also make this a recipe
about chachila? No, you can't. You for sure can't mimavatel the milk into pariv al menas that you're thinking you're going to mix it with meat. That's called bitlis l'chachila. That you can't do. In other words, I can't put a little milk in my soup knowing that I'll add meat. No way. But if a little milk fell in my soup, then we don't listen to the Rif who says, so eat it without meat. Say, now that it's batel, and I can eat it with meat. The Siv Zion discusses, anyone question on Siv Vav? Okay, Siv Zion discusses the famous kula of the Rashva. Right, it's the kula of two Rishonim, the Rashva and the Rivash, quoting the Ravid. Right, and it's brought down two places in the Torah and the, actually, it's not brought down in the Torah here, it's brought down two places in the Shulchan Aruch, right here. And in Siman Kuf Chaf Beis, Se'if Hei. There are many halachos that have brought down two places in Shulchan Aruch. That's not a cause for concern. We don't have to explain why. This is a famous kula of the Rashva and the Ravid, which is, as Machaber says, Im Nivla Isser Muat L'toch Kli Kasher Im Darko Shel Oso Kli L'shtamish Bo B'Shefa Heter Motu L'shtamish Bo L'chatila. If a tiny drop of Isser gets Nivla into a Kli, then he started off originally with a drop. Whatever, if a tiny bit of Isser gets Nivla into a Kli, and it's the Derech to always use that Kli to cook large quantities, which are always 60 times as much as that tiny drop, then it's such a small isser that what efshar doesn't mean physically impossible, right? My wife has a big, I don't even know what it is, let's just make up a number, 16 quart pot for cooking big soups for when we have a lot of guests over. You never use that to warm up, you know, like 1 ounce of something. So what if I don't know, it's 16 quarts is, let's say it's 2 ounces. Of Isser, got Nivla into that Kli. So he'd say, you always use it, even if it's not full, even if it's a third full, a quarter full, it's always going to be 60 times as much. Therefore, it's okay, because it's Eepsha Lovel Dinusinus Tam. Now again, Eepsha doesn't mean literally. You could decide to only cook a little in it. Right, and then swish it around so that little you cook hits that spot, you know, or whatever. Maybe it got Nivla all over. But normally, you only use that pot for large amounts, not like something. Something people can use for large amounts or small amounts. They're multi-purpose. But this is only for large amounts. Then, since there's no chash that'll ever come to Nisina's time, you're allowed to use it. And this, even when it's ben yomo, you don't even have to wait 24 hours. The lepikach iser mashu. Iser mashu, he doesn't mean like what type of iser. He just means a little bit of iser. Lepikach iser mashu shenivla b'kedira b'tokan kanan kiyos b'hem. If a tiny drop of iser gets absorbed into a pot, or jugs, or etc., meaning not a dish that you eat food on, where you might only have a small serving of food, but a big jug or a big pot, even within 24 hours, because it will never have a chash in the sinas tam. But if it gets absorbed into a kli, which sometimes you might use for only a little food, like a plate and etc., then even though right now you're using the plate for a lot of food, but since sometimes you use this plate to eat a little food, then it's usur even to put a lot of food in this plate. Zera, because you might come to put a little food, and then it'll be won't be 60 times as much of the isser, and it'll be boleya the time of the isser, and you'll be eating treif. That's the pretty pashat halacha, the kula of the Ravid and the Rashba.
That's a great ha'ara.
The major nosekhil do not address that. The Bade asked that Shaila, and I'm trying to remember what he says. Certainly for the Mechaber, it's not a question. Even for the Mechaber, it's a question. Even without Chana, it's still a question. So. Yeah, I don't remember. You have to give me Ayin Shum. I'm pretty sure he asked the question. So it's not a good question. But apparently they were... But no, even though you'll argue with them, don't bring that up. That's a good shy. That's a good point. So, the tour, not here. Here it's not in the tour. In Simon Kuf Chav Beis, which is the Simon of Klishein of Ben Yomo, argues on the Rashba. The tour says, no, you Rashba are making a very dachistic zera. Depends on a lot of factors, right? What are you talking about? Saying, well, if the kli is always used for a lot, so you never have a chash, then there's no zera. The kli is sometimes used for a little, sometimes for a lot, then it goes, you can't even use it for a lot, lest you use it for a little. The Torah says, no, we have to have general cross-the-board zeras. Remember, zera, eno ben yomo, to ben yomo? I shouldn't say remember, technically we haven't learned it yet. But he says, that's just the segue from Einu Ben Yomo. He says, we have general Xeros and Treif Kalim. And you're right, Taka. Maybe logically I hear your point. We have a general Xera. Never use any Kli that was Voleya Isser, lest you come to do it in a way where the Isser will give taste to your Heter and won't be Batel. So the Torah argues and says a general Xera. Halacha L'maisa, what do we say? The Rashba does have a mucker. The Ravid has one mucker, which is a little trickier. The Rashba is a mucker, but again, it just depends on the interpreter of Sugin Shas. In Avodah Zarah Daf Lamed Gimel, the Gemara says, you're allowed to put all kinds of liquids in barrels that the Goyim use for their wine. You could put beer, and you could put brine, and v'chuli. So the Rashba says, why? You see, because those barrels, they didn't cook the wine. Only a little wine got absorbed. And therefore, it's and you always fill a barrel, right? No one drinks one cup out of it. No one puts one cup of beer in a barrel. So therefore, EF shalavali day nisinas tam. But the Taz already points out here. He says no. He says Rashi is a different shot in that Gemara. He says they only permitted certain liquids with destroyed wine, such as brine and beer, etc. That's not Ramosha's reason. That's one of the factors people bring up. The whole sherry cask and chuli. Could be davka that scotch destroys wine, so it's not an Indian. Although I don't think that's why Ramosha would make it. I think Ramosha would make it even without that. So that's the machlokas. Halacha lemaisa, the Rashba, and the Ravid put in the Shut Rivash, and the Mechaber are makel. And the Mechaber says, look, we don't need more than a one-step gzera. A gzera should only be on this pot. A pot which you sometimes use for a little, we make a gzera, don't use it for a lot, lest you use it for a little, and it has a vesinas time of treif, and you eat treif. I don't think gzera on a pot Different pot. That's the macabre. While the tour rejects and says, no, we egg a general Xera for Kalin. And halacha lemaisa, they quote that the Tazir quotes that the Rambam seems to support him, and the Ran, at least in that Gemara in Avodah Zarah, but the Tur and the Shach and the Taz all reject this kula of the Machaber. The Taz right here rejects the Barichos. The Shach says, Kolosif is kafal kamens and kochav beisif hey. It's repeated later on, and later on he doesn't say much. He just says, Taka, we reject this. And the Bach reject this Machaber. Halacha lemaisa, we do not rely on this Machaber. Halacha lemaisa, we say even if a Nisr Mu'at was Nivla, we don't rely on the Machaber. And we don't say, even if an Isher Mu'at was Nivla, it's something that's darker l'shtamish b'shefa, we don't rely on the Machaber, and we don't say that, it's automatically Mutter. However, we do use this as a Snifla Hakel. This is very commonly used by Poskim. I mean, I haven't seen all Poskim in the world, but in my experience, I've seen Poskim use this a lot, together with other Tzadim L'kula, because Taka's a Machaber. And if you wait 24 hours, that's another Tzad L'Hakel. So even waiting 24 hours, we don't rely on the Machaber. But if you wait 24 hours and you have the Machaber on your side with other Tzad in L'Hakel, you know, if it's a reasonable other Tzad L'Hakel, then I think Poskim are generally makel. I'm not going to give a general rule. But it's definitely grounds for, together with other factors, being makel. But halachal, but Ikaradin, we do not pass it like this. The only kula, which we learned explicitly from the footnotes of the Chachos Adam, was if one drop of milk or meat gets the nivlet apparently that's derech l'shtamish beheter, like the drop of gravy onto your tea kettle, then, since you have lots of other stuff in the huckle there, also because of not bar not, then okay, we say wait 24 hours and rely on this machaber to save for everything else. In actual cases of treif, so depends on the circumstance, but we are machmir against the machaber. However, it's definitely a very good sniff lahakel. One interesting issue, and we won't start Simon Kuf today. Who started Simon Kuf in Seder? Okay. So, all right, you'll have to catch up Wednesday. No one.
So
who finished Simon Sadi test in Seder? Okay. All right, well, I just have one more sentence to finish the Simon, so I'll finish it now. And then we'll save Simon Kuf for next week. One interesting angle here, which I haven't seen developed adequately by a lot of the Achronim, is how does this sif relate to Bitul Esur L'Chatila? What happened to, in other words, notice, the Rashba and Machaber say, well, if it's sometimes used for a little, we make a gzeira lest it be really trait. If it's always used for a lot, we don't need a gzeira. While the Taz and the Shach and the Torque and that says, no, there's always a gzeira lest you be trait. But no one brought up, I don't literally mean that. I mean, but I haven't yet quoted anyone who brought up, anyone bringing up Bitul Esur L'Chatila. So what would you say here about Bitul Esur? Why aren't we just worried here about Bitul Esur L'Chatila? Exactly. So that's the Bach, picked up by his son-in-law, the Taz, and I'm pretty sure he mentions it right here, Al-Atar. The Bach and the Taz say, this is exactly the kula of Ein Kavanos Levatel. Right. One tiny drop of lard got nibbled into your big soup pot. What, you want to eat the lard? You're interested in having a little lard in your... No way! You wish this lard didn't exist at all. Again, Kavanos Levatel means you don't want to eat the Yisraeli Dei Bittel. You'd like this to be here. You don't want the lard here at all. It's very annoying to you. You wish it would disappear. But Taki, you have to cook. What can you do? That's Ein Kavanos Levatel. Right? So, the Taz and the Bach say, excuse me, sorry, Ein Kavanos Levatel, and if this Eefshar Ben Yenacher, what do you mean Eefshar? So the Prima Gadim back on that Taz, Mr. Zav Zayin, if I recall correctly, said, because it's a big tircha to kasher this kli, it's the kashering this kli, it involves tircha, you have to forget, he discusses why it's tircha to kasher, big kalim, but it can be a pain, a spoon, maybe it's not even a tircha, but a big kli is a tircha to kasher. Okay, so that's the approach of the Taz and the Bach, say there is no bitul esur l'chatila in kavanos levatel. The issue here is just a different issue of do we make a gzeira atu nisinas tam. One could have said, although I'm sure there must be a shita like this, but I haven't found it yet, One could have said, no, I don't accept the Kulavain Kamanos Levatel and Taket Olasur Kazain Vatlanis Lachashvila, which is not why the Tor and the Taz are Machmer. One could theoretically reject that. But, again, the Bach and the Taz say, no, Ein Kamanos Levatel, there's a different issue, but there's no problem with Lachashvila. What's strange is the Lashon of the Rashba. And someone will go back, I ain't the Lashon of the Rashba, you can tell me if you have a different theory, but in the Lashon of the Rashba, it's a little funny, because the the Rashba, the Lashon of the Rashba is Lashon of Rashba is in a different volume. But the Lashon of the Rashba seems to say that if it's just a little in a big pot, then that's no problem. But if it's something which you might be mishtamish b'muat, then you know ein vatlan asulah kachila. So the Rashba seems to say that no gufa, the difference between a little bit in the pot which you always use for a lot, and a little bit in the pot which somebody uses for a little, is whether there's bit asulah kachila or not. Which is where I just want to tie this back. The Rashba seems to say that the reason why it's usher to use it if it's a pot which you don't always use b'shefa, it's because of bitulah shel achila. Yet he seems to say that it's because of gzeira lest you come lidei masinas tam, which is where I think the Yad Yehuda that I mentioned last time, maybe 2 shiurim ago, got the idea that maybe the whole gzeira about lidei masinas achila was just a gezeira lest you not have the proper shiur bittel, and not, you know, that's what I said in the name, not because it's shul yizal zu b'sirim, or because you have to have the right attitude to b'sirim, or rather, like, say, respect the integrity of the yisir, but just the shalo yavo litos, so I think there's a marker for that in the Rashba. The Rashba seems to imply that, don't ask the question, like, is there a problem bittel shalo achila or not? If there's a makom litos, then it's ein vatlan shalo achila. If there's no makom litos, then there's no problem in Yisrael HaChilu. So that might be the marker that Shita we mentioned, the Yad Yehuda. That's just a postscript. Okay, next time, Mirz Hashem, we will do Simon Kuf, which deals with our laws of Birya. I just want to hand out, obviously, Birya is the big issue when it comes to all the controversies nowadays about bugs, v'chuli, v'chuli. You know, this issue is, Rukam Eretz Midah, Rechav Miniyam. But I just made a tiny little Makoros tacket to hand out the Rosh Devarim. Let me just tell you what's in the Makoros packet. Starts with just Hilchos Tolaim, which is separate Siman in the Shulchan Aruch, for some basic Yisurim. We don't have time, certainly due to Rosh Shabbos, to be Ma'ayim in the Siman, meaning every line in the Shulchan Aruch. You have to forget the Svara and Kashas and this and that. I just meant in the Shulchan Aruch to get a skira, get a basic idea of what the Shulchan Aruch is trying to tell us, without being Ma'ayim too much. I mean, at least without being Ma'ayim too much from Sunday to Thursday. And then there's the famous Aruch HaShulchan, as to why no one's makbid on bugs, and some important yesodos, some of which I've already mentioned in other contexts, from Avaya's Sefer, just a few footnotes where he brings the basic halachic yesodos that, I mean, basically these are the pages from a Sefer that are really important, and or conceptually, and the rest is just, well, you got to apply it to every one of 6,000 different possible ways to package and prepare certain fruits or vegetables, which is an important thing. But conceptually, you know, you have the whole sefer pretty much in here. So just please take one of these on your way out. And on Sunday, we will, if we're very, very on Sunday what we'll try to do is finish all of Siman Kuf, learn all of Siman Kuf together, and go chazer the Yesod is what it says in that packet. It's not a large simon, but obviously, you know, I'm here by Masta in front of the Bez Din of Gimel, that any time I ever say we're going to finish anything in Shir or otherwise, it should be Bli Neder, and I don't mean it to be a Chashas or the Gemara Nedarim, and that may be it.
Rabbi Rakefet's not here on Sunday, so...
All right, Kevin's still... Oh, okay, Seder.
So we can just go until we finish.
You know, there's a rough story about that. It was Thanksgiving. The room was very mockery to like celebrate Thanksgiving. One year was Thanksgiving, and he had like, I don't know, like a 1 o'clock flight home to Boston to get there in time for Thanksgiving dinner. And Shira was going on. It was like 12 o'clock or something. He wasn't making the airplane. He said, Colin, have them move my flight. No, Colin. And they told me to keep going out to, like, change his flight. And finally, it was like 4:30 or 4:45 or something. It was almost Shkia. And the Rav says, okay, we have to end Shira Davin Mincha. He says, but yesterday I said we were going to finish the Perek tomorrow. And the Gemara Nedarim says, right? Kol Omer Akiva Eshkol Beeshet Aparet Zeri is a neder go to Loke Yisrael. That anytime you say you're going to learn a certain amount of Torah, it's a neder. So we did neder. I couldn't stop. We had to finish it. But now I see tomorrow is only until Shkia. So what can I do? So we tell me to volunteer for Bez Din and be mounted the neder, and we'll dump it and make it home after Thanksgiving dinner. So I don't want to be in the Rav's position.